This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This afternoon, Attorney General John Ashcroft announced what he called the largest enforcement action ever against digital theft. Raids in 11 countries to break up computer piracy rings. Joel Rose of member station WHYY reports.
The Attorney General says the international effort is aimed at curbing digital theft of software programs, movies, and other copyrighted materials. Ashcroft said that law enforcement agencies from the Netherlands to Singapore participated in the effort. The FBI conducted more than 80 searches here in the United States.
We have confiscated servers and hard drives that contained thousands of pirated titles. The investigation is ongoing, and arrests that would flow from the evidence in these seizures and these searches will come later.
He was careful not to say where the searches took place. But Timothy Tate, a spokesman for the Deer Valley Unified School District, says federal investigators paid a visit to the school's Arizona offices yesterday morning.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation served a search warrant on our administrative support facility. While the search warrant was sealed, we believe the authorities were seeking information services items.
In particular, said Attorney General Ashcroft, investigators are interested in so-called wares groups. He described them as highly sophisticated organizations which steal copyrighted material and make it available on the Internet for little or no money. That's only partly right, says Bruce Schneier, a network security expert at Counterpane Internet Security in Mountain View, California.
It's people who write hacking tools. Some of them are friends. Sometimes they will go by some cool-sounding name. Calling them a wares group is probably giving them a little more organizational structure than they deserve. But he seems to be saying he's going to go after people who are writing malicious tools on the Internet.
Some of these people are definitely writing malicious tools, says Schneier. The problem is, it's not always easy to tell which ones.
There are legitimate security products that started out as hacking tools. And the last thing you want to do is to deny the good guys with the things they need to secure their networks.
He says only time will tell if the Justice Department is going after the right bad guys. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.